This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
One, which I presume there will be, given that there's a large crowd here.
It seems
very successful.
There might not be an Anarchapulco next year because we might come to the tipping point and just abolish the state and all this will be irrelevant. I'm just saying it's hypothetical.
I appreciate your optimism.
If everybody reads my book in the next year, I mean, it's been going viral. It's continuing to slowly go viral.
Your book is Freedom.
Freedom. Free in every digital format possible, including audiobook.
Sorry, was I interrupting your introduction? No, the Freedom
I totally just poached your sponsorship spot, didn't
That's
I?
That's all right.
This segment brought to you by Adam Kokesh and his book, Freedom.
Yes. TheFreedomLine.com is where people can go to read that book. And, of course, Bitcoin.com is bringing us this entire conference, and I know that you're a Bitcoin fan.
Absolutely. So I wish I could claim no credibility as an expert, but it is, and it's not just Bitcoin, but cryptocurrency. I've always separated that. And yes, of course, I hope Bitcoin can maintain its dominance. And I mean, I don't really care if
now,
it gets displaced by someone else.
As not president, what about the Federal Reserve?
That's a really good question. Now, a lot of people want to say, end the Fed, end the Fed. And when I say end the Fed, I mean end the federal government, the Federal Reserve System. Because ultimately, the libertarian answer to everything is let the market decide, right? Let's let everybody have a say in this. Let's let every individual actor in a society have a say in this. So what happens to the Federal Reserve System under the Kokesh not presidency? They just spin it off.
They can do whatever they want as long as they don't shut down somebody else's bank. If I want to open a bank tomorrow and take deposits in gold and silver and issue notes, they will do their very, very best to not only to disappear my ass.
You'll never get a license.
Right. So, I mean,
they'll raid you.
They'll do all kinds of things.
Wayne on the show, he talked years ago. He told us about a warehouse bank somebody tried to open up in California, I believe it was, and they came in there with men with guns.
Yep.
You know, they put a stop to that real fast.
Yep. And so
they don't like competition.
That's what the issue is that they choose to use violence against their competitors.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is a really interesting question for the platform, right? Now, we're going to have a book coming out in a year or two called American Freedom that lays out the principles and the general overview of this plan. But the executive order, when we get to the point where we hire a team of lawyers to lay it out in explicit legal terms that are really binding and specific, it's going to be an evolving document on our website at KokeshForNotPresident.com because the federal government will always be changing up to the minute that we win, and we have to be able to have a document that applies to the exact current state of the federal government. The important question, though, in this is, what is the state of the dollar? Now, I wish I could say that I'm pure Bitcoin, that I don't use the dollar, but no, I'm sorry.
We all have to.
The dollar is still my primary currency. It's the peso at the moment, but you know, I do as little business as possible in the dollar. I do as much in Bitcoin and in barter and off the record and under the table and all of that. And I would put it to you guys who probably are more familiar with the technical aspects of this and the economics of this. You know, how many Americans would it take shifting to just my habits to crash the dollar? I mean, right now I would say we're probably like 1 or 2, maybe 3% of the population that are doing something akin to what I'm doing. But
I'd say that's optimistic.
Well, okay, but imagine if we got it up.
Again, you're just saying barter and those sorts of things.
Some conscientious form of deliberately trying to use the dollar as little as practically possible, right? I'd say somewhere around 2 or 3%. And it depends how you measure it. Who cares, right?
Sure.
But imagine if we got that up to 15, 20%. I think that would be enough to crash the dollar. So imagine if in 2019... I'm getting momentum with this. Now, I have to stop back, if I may sidebar, and say, I know this is might come as a scary disappointment to some people. There's a possibility that I won't win on the platform in 2020. But if I don't, I will continue to run until the federal government ceases to exist one way or another.
Really?
It might not be possible to end it this way. It might end first with a widespread secession movement. Mm-hmm. It might end with a collapse. Either way, the message of my campaign is we can do this the easy way or the hard way. The hard way is we keep our heads buried in the sand.
Adam Kokesh 2020.
Yes.
We can do this the easy way or the hard way.
Yeah. Yeah. The hard way is to, you know, let it go to a collapse point. Let it keep getting worse. The easy way is let's come up with a solution as big as the problem.
Mm-hmm.
So well, hold on. So back to the dollar thing.
Okay.
If we're getting in range of just 50% of the electorate going, okay, I'd vote to abolish the federal government, do you think maybe a third of them? less than, you know, a little more than 15% are now at least using the dollar less, it's quite likely that by the time anyone could win on this platform, the federal government won't have the dollar system anyway. You know, that we win before we win.
Well, right, I don't think we need to abolish the dollar. I think we need to make it just so that there can be competition without any
it might be that Bitcoin is already enough competition functionally that we don't need to get the government out of the way of regulating the kind of business of a bank that you mentioned, and just Bitcoin as an alternative will be enough. We can skip the gold, we can skip free market banking, we can skip traditional free market would be banking and jump ahead to cryptocurrency based economies. Like, that could be the answer. I don't know, but it's a really interesting question to see, like, if we got to 51% saying, let's abolish the federal government, what is the state of the dollar going to be at that point?
What I'm excited about here is that, for me, what the Libertarian Party does is it provides me with a candidate, as I said previously, that is less distasteful than the other two candidates that are generally out there. I'm going to be excited about the notion of voting for Adam Kokesh.
Because it's not about me. Yeah,
right.
It's the idea. It's the platform.
I've been a fan. It is, to some extent, it is about you because you're able to articulate a message in a way that most people can't. You're fast and your feet. You're not going to get caught going blue in front of some interviewer. Generally, you know, those
sticking your tongue out.
Yeah, those kind of things.
No, I don't do that.
It's, you know, I pitched for you to be able to debate against Bernie Sanders. During this campaign, and Roger Ver, Bitcoin Jesus, the founder of Bitcoin.com.
Didn't he end up debating Ted Cruz or something like that recently?
Oh, Bernie Sanders.
Some whispers about that, and it was like, well,
I think they did. I think they actually had some sort of televised debate. I'm like, what a jerk. You know, he could have gotten $500,000 for charity if he'd had accepted Adam's debate invitation.
Well, he could have also been talking to someone who at least respects him as someone who's attempting to be a philosophically consistent ideologue as opposed to a reactionary like Ted Cruz.
Yeah, it was. It's a shame. Now, you know, something that you're saying about, well, if 51% believe this, and I think that that's kind of about manifesting our beliefs into reality, where the government we have is sort of, you could say, the government that the people deserve because they want to be protected. They're afraid. They're angry. And look, what do you get? You get a violent, dangerous state out of that. If you can change people's minds, if you can change their hearts, then you're right. That'll manifest into something completely different.
So if I may go back to the agency by agencies, we have the Department of Justice, where they are custodians of human lives, many of whom should be free. And you can't just say, okay, we abolish the Department of Justice and have all these people in cages, starving cages. Or but the other thing is you
can't. That's the BOP also. The Bureau of Prisons is underneath the DOJ. Yeah.
Thank you for the clarification.
You can definitely pardon a whole bunch of those guys.
I was going to ask if you're going to put all these people in place. I need to be your secretary for the BOP.
You know what? One of the things I'm really excited in the next few years is building out this campaign, and I don't want to make any promises off the top of my head here, but I do.
I'm the most qualified.
He spent 9 years in prison.
If you seriously want to say, Adam, I want to sign up for your campaign as someone who would take care of dismantling this function of government, I would be honored to have you as part of it.
Yeah, I just can't commit to you've taken a huge commitment in running for office under the Libertarian ticket. I could never make that kind of commitment just because it's so much. So much of a commitment. I will, however, make the smaller commitment to be that and speak on your behalf because, again, I'm a fan of Adam Kokesh.
And I would love to have the team in place to be able to do that in 2020. And I would, most importantly, you're my best life insurance policy because if there's a secession here, you know, of a VP candidate, you know, if something happens to me,
somebody's in place.
Slide over the next guy in the tuxedo, and next thing you know, you still have a candidate on the platform of abolishing the federal government. It's not about me.
Another principled option.
So we have to go about this in a way that is practical and responsible based on the current reality. There are people in federal prison who should be forcibly isolated from society.
Agreed.
By libertarian standards. You can't just say, oh, we'll let them all go.
No.
But everybody who's in jail for a victimless crime, and you have to have a process overseen by a custodian of the Department of Justice or a custodial janitor of the Attorney General office or whatever you want to call it, and you know, coordinating with someone who's overseeing the dissolution of the Bureau of Prisons,
who decides who gets to go home and who's a former governor of Illinois.
So the people who should be in jail, you transfer them to state custody. You know, it's not that complicated. There's not a single challenge of dissolving the federal government that can't be answered in a very easy, reasonable way. So you let out the nonviolent, you let out the victimless.
And you could
criminals.
Take some of the funding from selling off the land to give to the state to put that person behind bars. Hold that thought, Adam Kokesh. We'll do one more segment with you. Here from Anarchapulco 2017. More coming up on Free Talk Live.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-960-3494. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-960-3494. Call 1-800-960-3494. 1-800-960-3494.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
I'm Maria Brous, Director of Media and Community Relations with Publix Supermarkets. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States? Or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me and Publix for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live with Adam Kokesh in the remote studio here at Anarchapulco 2017, anarchapulco.com. Go there, check that out, learn more about this great event. It's been a lot of fun, lots of great people here. And we're going to continue with this conversation about the presidential campaign. which, by the way, all of this is brought to you by Bitcoin.com. Presidential campaign for you, Adam Kokesh. It's already kicked into gear. You're already working.
Not presidential campaign.
The not presidential, right. And actually, your website, you mentioned it a moment ago. Obviously, there's the freedomline.com, but KokeshForNotPresident.com.
Which is easier to find from
the freedomline.com
okay. than to remember how to spell my
last
name.
It's linked there. Plus, it's a little weird to say for not president. It's just people aren't used to hearing that. But maybe that'll make people pay attention.
It gets the point across so beautifully.
I suppose you bought Kokesh 2020, Kokesh 2024.
No, I figure those will be better for trolls. That's what Kokesh for not president will last forever, and then let all those other ones be like troll sites.
Okay.
You know?
So you were just talking about the Bureau of Prisons. Mark has stepped up to volunteer for your campaign, and that leads me to another question is, you know, people out there listening, they may already be fans of yours, but they might not.
This is like an exciting announcement because the Kokesh for not president campaign is still technically in exploratory mode,
okay.
and we already have a nominee for custodian of the Bureau of Prisons. And to have someone like Mark as a compassionate human being who understands what it means, having done 9 years,
That's right.
Be in that situation and to be, to see someone who's in jail for a victimless crime and go, okay, Kokesh got elected, you're going to be let out soon, for you to be able to manage that process in a compassionate way, I think you'd be beautiful for that.
Thank you so much.
So how would someone else who's listening, who's excited about the exploratory campaign, get involved? How can they reach out to you?
Thank you so much for asking. Yeah. Right now, the main thing is to go to the forums at thefreedomline.com. We have sub-forums, state-by-state organizing. Just sign up, give us your contact info so people in your state can find you. We're going to be kicking off the campaign this fall with a national tour again and going all over 48 states. Eventually, we'll hit Alaska and Hawaii as well. And, you know, we want to get people organized in a way to use this campaign for the short term as a way to spread the message. The idea is that we can use this to take our movement from arguably somewhere between 0.5% and 1% of the population of people who understand freedom as a principle, right?
Mm-hmm. Some, you know. Okay.
I think there's a low-hanging fruit, if you will, of about 10% of the population who in their gut know that government is a racket, and they don't know how to act on it. They don't know how to talk about it. They can't see it as a comprehensive framework, which is what I made possible with my book, Freedom as Easy as Possible. It's 100 pages, 3-hour audiobook that's free. You know, all of those things, it makes it easy for people to grasp that. So I'd like to be using this campaign right now. We're not really pitching it to the mainstream. The mainstream pitch is, okay, you're a liberal, you're a conservative. I can't convince you that you should be free. Well, would you rather be governed locally, where your voice and your vote have a chance of mattering, or by someone in a far-off capital? And that's just, there's so many pitches within that that grow off of that. It's like, it makes it so easy to pitch to the mainstream. But we're not there yet. What I'd like to see is that we use this campaign to grow the movement from 0.5% to maybe 10%. If we can do that in the next 3 years, whew, I know you'd all be very happy with that.
That would be pretty impressive.
It might take 12 years. 8 years, whatever.
I'm glad to see you're flexible on it.
Yes. Like I said, I'll keep running.
You're going to keep doing it.
I'll keep running until the federal government ceases to exist one way or another. And if we then turn, if we can grow this movement to that critical mass, then in 2020, I'm on the road nonstop.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is the absolute core focus of my life, nonstop on the road all of 2020. And then we're pitching it to the middle American electorate. But right now it's really about a strengthening and growing this community of people who understand that government is a racket, because that's what's sustainable for the long term. I would not feel comfortable asking people to support me to donate. By the way, you can donate Bitcoin only at this point. It's a not presidential campaign. We don't have a bank account yet. We're not registered with the FEC. I don't know if we ever will be.
I think Daryl Perry did
a great job doing a Bitcoin only campaign. I thought that was awesome. Although we will take cash as well. I'll just say that. Even if that's an act of civil disobedience in and of itself. And I would not feel comfortable asking people to support me in this endeavor if it was, well, let's build up Adam Kokesh's brand. Well, let's build up this candidate in this campaign. It's like, no, this is a mechanism to build the movement and give it teeth first and foremost and show how we apply it to politics at the highest level, how we make a bridge from the present-day statism that we live under, the brutal, violent society of centralized control, how we evolve. And not, we don't want a revolution. We want on an evolution. And this is in my book. I think it's the most important idea because a lot of libertarians never took the time to consider this. It's really easy to go, okay, so we live in a coercive society. We want a non-coercive society. But to say, how do we get from here to there? There's a lot of, like, you know, underpants gnome step two. Well, gee, I don't know. We're going to steal underpants and somewhere we're going to turn that into profit. You know, and it's like, come on, guys. You know, we need, like, people tell me, like, you're not being realistic because you want an ideal of a stateless society. It's like, no, that's what's inevitable. Hmm. But what's unrealistic is keeping the statist system going. That's the utopia, that we can somehow, we can make the violence work. If we just have the violence controlled by the right people, if we just do the right violence instead of the wrong violence against each other, then we'll get along. Like, come on, that's silly. Yeah. But we do look at the practical present reality and say, how do we get from here to there? And the answer, and I don't claim credit for any of the ideas in my book. I started writing it when I was in jail because people sent me all these books from people way smarter than myself. You know, I just...
Well, you edited it down to 100 pages. Yeah, that's pretty impressive.
Well, it was, I had a lot of help. So, yeah, just taking it down to that. But from all the study that I've done, localization is the answer to this. It's because you cannot convince people, hey, let's create a libertarian federal government and force that on all 50 states. And by that, I mean a libertarian-ish, you know, minarchist, right, whatever system based on some president's and Congress's personal preferences. No, sorry, you can't do that. But what we can do, and it also, when people have become so dependent on the state, I don't think that's a humanitarian way to transition out of statism. We don't want to pull the rug out from underneath anybody. Mm-hmm. We want government localized to the point where it's so small, you know, as some would say, you can drown it in a bathtub, right? But
Or ignore it safely.
Well, Trump's already figuring out changing the federal government is trying to suck a golf ball through 50-foot hose. I mean, you're just not going to do
it. Yes, exactly. But you get it down to the, you know, when we eliminate the federal government, we have a peaceful transition to state governments, people will be so much happier and prosperous and freer.
Sure.
They're going to go, I want more localization. That was so awesome. Give me another shot of that.
You've already got the Yes California campaign.
Yes,
33% support.
Yes.
Right,
so,
now.
So we get down to states, then it's going to get down to counties. And when it gets down to counties and it gets down to cities, now you're at the community level. And when you're at the community level, that's where you displace these violent systems with nonviolent systems. So if you live in a place with a lot of poverty, you live in a place that's very dependent on welfare, I don't want to stop that. And I don't want to privatize that at the national level. I want it localized and then privatized. And by privatized, I mean made nonviolent.
It's a big vision, and you know it takes a real, you know, special person to have a big vision like that. And I'm glad that you're the guy who's out there pushing these ideas.
My mom always told me I was special.
Yeah,
just like everybody else.
You've always been special to me, Adam.
Aw.
And you're back. You're gonna be hitting back on YouTube pretty soon, I hear. You're still
doing
YouTube right now.
Yeah. Well, I've
you're gonna crank it up, is what you were telling me. Off.
Yeah. There. Well, I've been building up, getting back into regular man on the street videos, and
I love
this format.
They're great.
It's you know, I had a TV show, I had a radio show, and you guys do, you know, something beautiful different here with your format. For me, it's always been more like ranting, mm-hmm, you know, and presenting. And whereas instead, what I really, really enjoy is engaging in conversation, doing a kind of Socratic dialogue.
I think
where
it's
you
persuasive.
People.
Yeah, I mean, even if you don't persuade the person who's there
the
listening to you, it's the audience that really is the one that's persuaded. Thanks for coming on, as always.
It's
I know we
honor.
Can keep you on it, but we've got other folks who've been waiting patiently.
The incredible Judd Weiss.
That's right. We're going to bring him in next year from NRK. And Adam Kokesh, thefreedomline.com.
Thefreedomline.com.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Soul Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're at Anarchapulco 2017. All kinds of great people here. Lots of libertarian and voluntarist and liberty-loving anarchists all throughout the audience, and on the stage, of course, some of them with which we're very familiar. And Judd Weiss is with us here.
Right. If you go to any Liberty event, the chances are very high that you're going to have see a guy who's running around taking pictures and, you know, sort of bringing people in. That guy is Judd Weiss. He's like the Liberty photographer.
And he's here with us. Hey, Judd. Oh, you know what? Your mic is not on. Let's try that again. Now it is.
All right, guys. Thanks so much for having me on.
Sure. Have we ever had you on before? I don't recall.
I don't think so.
Okay, first time then. Good.
Excellent. Well, I know you're giving a speech this time. What's that speech about?
Well, you know, you were mentioning the photography. There's probably over 25,000 Facebook profile photos out there that are mine now. Maybe even 30,000 at this point.
Wow.
Just because
I keep one.
Camera.
Yeah, I keep one. I also use the one that you gave me for my headshot. You know, somehow you were able to get me and make my face thinner, and it was really great.
Well, what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to get more right swipes for these nerds in the scene. I think that would be a nice contribution.
I got you.
In fact, I don't think we have much future if we don't do that.
This is a Tinder quote for those that understand, right?
Yes, totally.
Oh, right swipes. Okay.
Yeah. I want the scene to look better and to look like a place that you don't want to avoid these socially awkward nerds, which is how it was presented for a long time. I want it to look like the place you want to be.
Yeah, because, like, I've seen your pictures on Facebook. You've got, like, you're at a Playboy Mansion party recently. Yeah. I mean, and
yeah, ultimately, I think people vote and believe in based on group solidarity. And they don't want to be a part of this group because we're making a miserable experience for people. Hmm. And I want us to really focus. We're focused on being right, but we need to also focus on that experience. So we need to make this, like, this looks awesome. This is a cool place to be. How the hell do I get into that?
So is that what you're talking about today on stage?
Kind of, sort of. And some people also know me because I ran with McAfee recently. John McAfee ran for president, Libertarian Party candidate.
That's right, yeah.
Ran for the nomination. Gary Johnson won, but yeah, I was McAfee's VP nominee, running mate. And
you were the reason so many people, by the way, were sort of willing to take a chance on McAfee is because he picked you as the running mate.
Mm. You know, well, when I came in, his campaign was kind of dead, and I just changed the image, the logo, the slogan.
You did some video work for him, too.
And those videos. And what I was trying to do with the campaign is the same thing I'm trying to do with the photography, with the photos. What I'm trying to do is focus on our experience. We've got the content down. We're good there. In fact, I think we've got the best product on the market.
Mm-hmm.
But we've probably, I would say, I would rate our sales ability at about F, maybe lower.
Yeah,
so we haven't been doing a good job of catching on. We've got the best product, and we're not selling it. We're not selling it well. And what we generally do is we're criticizing everybody else. Like, these people are all idiots, whether they're slacktivists or they disagree with us, whatever it is, we're upset about it. And that's like attacking your customers. We need to treat people like potential customers. And we need to think, okay, well, we've got a problem. People aren't into it. And there's a group solidarity, and maybe they're not thinking, maybe they don't care about politics, maybe they're apathetic. Well, that's the sea we swim in.
Indeed.
That's not. So what I say is, I'm going to be talking about this on stage. Imagine what would happen if a car company said, you know, screw all these sales guys. The engineers know the car so much better.
Why don't we sell it?
Why don't we just fire all the sales guys and have the engineers sell directly on the showroom floor?
Yeah,
can you imagine what would happen?
Let's let the engineers try to sell people over the internet and not even go to the sales room floor. Because the chances are they would, you know, it would be a disaster.
So you'd imagine what would happen. You would have the Liberty Movement.
Yeah.
Because that's what we are. We're engineers dominating the sales department. And, you know, it makes sense because we're the ones creating the product. We're all nerds in this scene. I'm a nerd. I read tons of books on this, and I debate this online. We're all past the threshold of nerd here. But we need to make this something that people that are not us can digest, can get into, can even feel cool. So the photos, I'm not making any arguments with that. I'm just showing that this might be a place that you might be interested in coming to.
Yep.
That's all. And I think that's the first step before we're trying to introduce ourselves with a full dissertation on philosophy and politics with a 1,200-page novel or throwing human action in a stack of books at people. We need to, at least first before we give them all that information, is this a scene that you might be into, that might be cool, that might bring some value to your life? We don't think about that, and we don't care. And engineers don't have to care. They just need to care about the product. So that's kind of where I'm focusing on. And with the campaign, I was doing the same thing. Those videos, the first video, for example, I released it. I got slammed by libertarians saying, "Where are your policy positions?"
Which one was that?
Just a bunch of photos flashing, and it was because all of a sudden I'm running for VP, and people were like, "What?"
All right, we're going to. That was 513.
Got it.
Okay.
I won't say those things. Good to know.
Go ahead.
So the first video, I got slammed by libertarians for they're asking, "Where's the policy positions?" You know, and I made it very clear, I'm specifically not making an engineering spec sheet for other nerds. I'm just putting out a video. It was like a simple ad. Is this something that you'll look into? Is this something that could be kind of cool? And we were just targeting youth. We weren't going after Midwest housewives or trying to go after anybody that wants to be comfortable about their politics. We wanted to go after people that are interested in something different than the crap that we're all tired of. And unfortunately, all I wanted with this campaign, all I wanted, if it wasn't McAfee and I, all I wanted was for the first time in history for libertarians to have a cool candidate or a cool option.
And he was, man.
And
well, the pictures that showed him were Judd's.
Well, unfortunately, when people looked at the libertarian option in this election, they're like, "That's lame, screw that."
Right.
And we were hoping that people would be, at least all our functions.
It wouldn't be lame.
was, what is that about? That's interesting. I'll look into that. Or at least they'll start engaging. You know, we were going to cause a lot of controversy and outrage. McAfee's prime for that. And then I was going to pour gasoline on all those fires and make something really beautiful for the media. And McAfee is such a presence that this would have been a really entertaining thing for the general public. And what we wanted to do is hopefully generate protests, generate outrage. And then people that are not us would be defending us. And it would be part of the conversation in a bigger way. I feel like we missed that opportunity. We were handed a golden opportunity.
Agreed. This was the year for libertarians, and it was the year. I mean, more votes for libertarian candidate than ever. The question is,
would that have happened anyway?
Right.
You know, whoever it was.
Right.
Yeah.
And, you know, pictures that it seemed like every picture I saw of Gary Johnson, he has his tongue sticking out, unfortunately. He's a great guy, and, you know.
He's a nice guy, but he's boring, he's awkward, and nobody's excited about him.
Mm-hmm.
And McAfee is not a perfect candidate. He would have made plenty of his own gaffes, but at least he's cool. At least he's interesting. At least people would have wondering what that maniac is going to do next. I'm not denying that he's a crazy maniac, but that's why.
That's what it takes.
Well, we had a president.
Politics
became a reality TV show this last election.
Sure did.
And in that reality TV show, we put the most boring, awkward person that nobody's really interested in paying attention to.
He got voted off the island.
Yeah, he did.
So to speak.
And all I wanted was some. We need to turn heads. That's what I'm trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
And
I have to agree with you.
I think you're doing a good job with it. Now, where can people go to see your work? I mean,
where can they go to see it?
Your personal Facebook page.
Yeah, the photos are everywhere. They're all over the internet. They don't have your name on them.
Well,
a lot of them do. They have these watermarks.
Okay.
You know what? I don't care. I tell people, don't even ask me. Just use them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want them to just sit on my hard drive. I want them to be used. I want them to be helpful. I don't want to be the only source of photography because I'm one human and I turn down like 10 times as many events as I say yes to. I can't be everywhere. And everybody wants good photography. I want more photography. So I want to train more people. And you're starting to see some of that. So I'm not trying to make this my thing. I'm just trying to help the image. And that's my goal. And anything that serves that goal, I'm happy about.
Well, I appreciate it.
Where can people go to see it?
Actually, I don't even have a photography website. I'm not even a professional. I'm an enthusiast. But I have... I'm a commercial real estate broker.
Mm-hmm.
My Facebook page is the only place that I post photos. And so,
Judd Weiss.
Facebook/ Judd Weiss, one word. Yeah.
Excellent. I think we've covered this pretty well. Was there anything else you wanted to share with our audience tonight?
I mean, we could talk about anything, but I think we got that topic.
Cool. So you're going to hit the stage here very shortly at in Acapulco. Great crowd here. Did you go to the previous ones?
No. This is your first time. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ours too.
This is my second.
Okay. My first time. I'm loving it. I think it's a great event, and I'm glad that you're here.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I mean, I'm following Adam. I hope I can keep up with that act. But he's running for not president. I definitely had any delusions
for the White House.
I was just doing this for a platform.
Yep.
Judd, thanks for coming on.
Thank you so much for your work.
Appreciate it.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-940-9829. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-940-9829. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. We're at Anarchapulco 2017, third annual edition of this excellent event. What a pleasure to be here. And on the third day, there's still a whole nother day of this event. It's all going to be crypto-related speeches on day number four, but they've still got all kinds of voluntarists and anarchists taking the stage, and Larkin Rose is joining us here, longtime guest of the show. We haven't seen you, I don't think, in a couple of years since you've been up in New Hampshire most recently. It's nice to see you again. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Excellent. And you just got off the stage with a speech. What was it titled? Why I'm an Anarchist?
No, Sacred Cow Shish Kebab.
Yes, and you said a few words up there that we can't
repeat. Please don't use those words.
On the air.
A specific word.
But the crowd loved it, and you were basically saying, F what? F this, that, and that. What were the things that...
Well, let's see. There's the troops, there's the flag, there's the country, there's democracy, there's the republic, there's the constitution, and law-abiding taxpayers. I believe that's all the things that I bashed. All the sacred cows I went after.
You did it with, you had little slides, and they were up there, and I think that, you know, when you list them off here, and our nationally syndicated radio audience hears all of those things that have been, you know, have bashed in the process, they're like, but all those things are good. Law-abiding citizens are good. The troops, my God, who could be better? The flag, the thing that they fight for. All of these things that you talked about, how do we communicate to people that these things are not necessarily good?
Right, and that was the whole point of my talk, is that these things that people are trained to believe in, and I do mean trained, as in brainwashed, you know, the Pledge of Allegiance since before children even know what the heck they're
saying.
Do you
mean when they put kindergartners in school and they make them put their hands over their heart and recite some prose to a piece of fabric, that's some kind of brainwashing or indoctrination?
Swearing loyalty to a political ruling class. Yeah, that's indoctrination. and people are trained to...
But it's not a political ruling class. The flag represents the people, doesn't it? I mean, no. It's got people all over it. No, no, it has stars, which have always represented the state every single time, right? Like, stars are government.
Well, plus the pledge was written by a socialist.
Right.
There's that little detail.
Francis Bellamy, yeah.
You know, the fact that it was written by a socialist, to me, is inconsequential. That's not logical. To me, what it says is, it doesn't say, I pledge allegiance to freedom and the people of the United States and what, amber waves of grain and purple mountains majesty. All of these things I love.
Right.
All of these things are great.
Yep.
It says to the republic for which it stands. Mm-hmm. And a republic is a form of government. So what you're talking about is, it's called the Pledge of Allegiance. Allegiance comes from the term liege, meaning king.
Yep.
You're swearing fidelity to the government of the United States. And the best I can tell, the government of the United States is either incompetent, which everybody says,
that's
right?
Way too nice.
Yeah, it's really, really nice. That's me being nice.
That's the nicest.
I started thing there, and I'm still willing to give a certain amount of deference to people who say it's incompetent. I'm fine. Maybe it's extraordinarily competent, which is even more frightening.
Way worse, right?
Like, what if the United States government and all governments on the planet are doing exactly what they want to do, which is waste your time on some treadmill, spend all your money, move your wealth to a class of parasites? What if that's what their job is?
And have wars. Don't forget having wars. That's all.
Well, I mean, I'm sorry to say, but the troops are a bunch of brave individuals who have sadly been tricked to give up the very best things they have on this planet for the short period of time.
Right.
We're here. And give them to evil old thieves.
Yep, yep. Although, I would complain about one thing. They're physically brave and intellectual total cowards. Because they blindly follow orders. They don't use their own conscience. And they take pride in it.
I do it. I'm following orders. I do as I'm told. That doesn't make you a good human being.
I think that's the Myrmidons. I'll niggle with you on that. I think that's the Myrmidons. You're talking about 18 to 22-year-olds. Were your eyes open at that time? You had just gotten out of these government indoctrination centers where you had spent all that time.
I did the exam for the National Guard.
Yeah, I took the Armed Services Vocational Aptitude Battery, and I was ready to go in, too.
Yeah, and I was stupid and an intellectual coward and wasn't questioning what I was taught.
I just think we were young.
Yeah, well,
it's the old people that push them into it.
Right.
Those are the ones that I truly blame.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, any young person's going to do the things that they're told are good, right. Well, not any young person. Good young people will do the things that they're told are good, right, just, honest, and forthright. Right. They're going to do all these things because old people who have had plenty of time to examine these things, who have had these ideas put in front of them, either their parents, the politicians that rule them, their teachers, all these people have had an opportunity to think about this and come to a conclusion.
And didn't. Yeah, and I also point out regularly that the victimizers of authoritarianism, the cops and the troops and you know, all the bureaucrats and everybody harassing, stealing people's money and bossing them around, the victimizers of authoritarianisms are also victims of authoritarianism.
Of course.
And, you know, the troops who go on the other side of the world and think they're doing something good and get blown up, you know, you died for your stupid beliefs.
They're the largest of victims.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't know how to, on one side, say that this is inappropriate behavior, young men and women. And B,
well, you just have to say it. I mean, it's uncomfortable.
Try to do over and over.
Right.
And,
I mean, it's uncomfortable.
And
it's gotten us kicked off of radio stations. Right. I mean, there are consequences to being in the position where we are. But I liked what you were saying on stage, that it is important to let these people who are the violent arms of the state. You were talking about soldiers, but I think it also applies to the police. And I think you'd agree.
Yep.
You know, hey, officer so-and-so, I don't think it's okay what you're doing to that girl. And we do this in Keene, you know, if we're out on the streets doing cop block, for instance, and they're harassing some teenage girl from the college for an open container of alcohol, I'm going to let them know that that's not very nice what you're doing to that young lady. Look, she's crying. That's not cool.
Right.
Stop that.
Yeah, and if nobody ever points this stuff out, they have no reason to question it. If their victims act, you know, if their victims are in Stockholm syndrome mode and act as if they accept it, which most victims do. They talk as if, well, I broke the law, so it's okay for you to cage me for having the wrong plant or not having the right sticker on my car or something. If their victims reinforce the thugs, you know, notion that what he's doing is okay because it's called legal, why would he ever think about it? He needs somebody pointing out, you're the frickin' bad guy.
Right.
And that, you know, that's the same of the Nazis in Germany. Should people have said, well, we got to be loyal and support the troops? Or should they have said, you're doing evil, psychotic things. Stop it.
Yeah. If they got more pushback from people, then it would change how they feel. And we've seen some of that, in that there is, to some extent, I mean, it's not a majority, but right. there's to some extent some pushback against the police in the United States today, and it's actually getting harder for the police departments to hire people.
Yep.
So they're getting more difficult to find people who want to work, and I know that's true in New Hampshire where we are. I talked to one of the police chiefs of a small town, and he told me that they're having a difficult time finding new recruits.
And good. I want it to be more difficult.
And he acknowledged that to some extent it's because of things like the war on drugs, where you've got police arresting the very people that many of them went to school with. Like in New Hampshire, it's a small place. Everybody knows everybody else.
Right.
I mean, who wants to go and take a job where you're going to have, you know, one of the things you're tasked to do is arrest your old best friend? I mean, that's
right,
just...
Right, for having a plan.
Right.
Like, not for committing mass murder or something, for something totally victimless.
It's a nation of laws, Larkin. And if we don't have laws, we descend into chaos.
Well, that's obviously part of the mythology that people are taught. And what, you know, the whole respect for law and authority and all these things.
If it was a nation of laws, the politicians would have to follow them.
Right.
Police
right.
officers would give other police officers tickets for rolling through a stop sign. If
right.
this was a nation of laws. So the whole very vapid notion that this is a nation of laws is ridiculous. What they're claiming is that the hoi polloi, that the citizenry like you and me,
right.
the people that don't have badges, that aren't politicians, aren't called honorable, those people must be kept in check by a class of people that needn't be kept in check.
Right. Yeah, and
that's a ridiculous notion.
It is.
That's a nation of laws?
It is. And another term that goes along with that is equality under the law. There has never been that. They're allowed to boss us around. If we boss them around, they shoot us. Like, if there's a government, there's not equality. I mean,
we have nine,
some are more equal than others.
We have 9,000 years since the agrarian revolution of the state to look at. And we can see that there has never been equality under the law. There's always been a ruling class. There's always been an enforcer class.
Right.
And there's always been the rest of us. And when the rest of us support the rulers and the enforcers, it just backs all this up.
Right, right. It's like, you know, a slave plantation where the slave master is saying, we're all equal, well, except me, of course. But you slaves are all equal with each other, but I'm allowed to do whatever I want to. And people mistake that for freedom. And it's you know, the whole list of things I went through.
It's better than the other damn plantation. Why don't you love your plantation?
Right.
We have red, white, and blue flag at our plantation.
Yeah, our flag is prettier than the plantation's flag, you know, to the north. And that's that sort of, you know, being taught to mistake nationalism and loyalty to a ruling class and all the things I was just bashing, to mistake that for freedom is just sad. And that's what I bash, so people question the stuff, because people want freedom and justice, and they're trained to think that these...
Who doesn't want that?
Right, they're trained to think these authoritarian things are that, and they're the exact opposite.
Hold that thought, Larkin. I presume you can stick with us for a few more segments.
Yeah,
we're going to continue with Larkin Rose here at Anarchapulco 2017. This is Free Talk Live, brought to you by Bitcoin.com.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact the station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used, and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge, to the grinder, to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have, and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives.
Made in America.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.